Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting Forbes article by Azeem Khan about why private equity is increasingly interested in tokenization. It's a fascinating topic, and I'm eager to break it down.
Absolutely. This sounds like a significant shift in the financial landscape. So, what's the core argument here?
Well, the main point is that private equity firms, after a decade of massive acquisitions, are facing a liquidity crunch. Interest rates are up, traditional exits like IPOs are harder to come by, and they're stuck with a mountain of illiquid assets.
I see. So, tokenization is their escape hatch.
Precisely. By tokenizing these assets, think private equity stakes, real estate, infrastructure, they can fractionalize ownership, create 24/7 trading, and attract a much wider pool of investors. It's like turning these traditionally illiquid holdings into something much more easily traded.
Got it. So instead of selling a whole company, they can sell fractions of it through tokens. That makes sense. Are there any real-world examples of this happening?
Absolutely. The article mentions BlackRock, Franklin Templeton, and Hamilton Lane are all making moves in this space. BlackRock is tokenizing shares of its Treasury Trust Fund. Franklin Templeton has a tokenized money market fund, and Hamilton Lane is offering tokenized versions of its private equity funds. This isn't just theoretical anymore. It's happening.
Wow, that's impressive. But what does this mean for the average investor? Is this a good thing?
It's a double-edged sword, really. On one hand, it democratizes access to asset classes that were previously out of reach. Imagine easily buying a tiny slice of a massive private equity fund. But there's a risk. These assets are illiquid for a reason. They're often hard to value. Are institutions using tokenization to offload risk onto unsuspecting retail investors?
That's a good point. It sounds like regulation and investor protection will be crucial here. Would you agree?
I couldn't agree more. The article emphasizes this. We need to be cautious and not get blinded by the shiny new tech. We have to understand the underlying incentives. Is this real innovation or just a way for big institutions to create new exit strategies?
So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we need to approach it with a critical eye.
Exactly. The article calls tokenization a pressure valve. These firms are under pressure to find liquidity, and this is one way to do it. It's a strategic move, perhaps driven by necessity more than a desire to revolutionize finance. The article poses a question. Is it being driven by strategy or by necessity?
Fascinating. So, it sounds like tokenization isn't simply the next frontier of financial innovation. It may also signify the last resort in certain cases. I'm curious, what's the overall tone of the article? Is it optimistic or pessimistic?
It's cautiously optimistic, I'd say. It acknowledges the potential benefits of tokenization, the access it could unlock, but it stresses the importance of understanding the motivations behind it. We need to look beyond the hype and really understand what's happening here.
I see. Interesting. So tokenization has the potential to reshape capital markets, but it's essential to be aware of the underlying forces at play. It's not a silver bullet, and it comes with its own set of challenges.
Exactly. We can't just focus on the technology itself. We need to look at the bigger picture, the economic context, and the incentives driving these changes. And with that, thank you for joining us today for this discussion on tokenization in private equity. Until next time.
Goodbye.